You're listening to a download from North Sound 1. Listen again.
Good morning, it's Gregsy at breakfast at North Sound 1. Girls, calm down.
I'm trying to remain calm. Yeah.
We got One Direction. Morning, boys!
Yay! Woo! Morning!
You guys are sounding very awake for this time of the morning, I have to say.
Always.
Full of energy. Used to the early mornings now.
It feels like it was just yesterday that the X Factor was on the telly, and it's back on again tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show this year, I think. Louis's been to see some of the auditions, so over to you, Louis.
Yeah, the new show this year, I think it's going to be massively exciting. I think it's going to be big.
What can you tell us?
Can you give us some inside information, Louis?
Well, actually, I've got a friend who I was with at boot camp last year who's auditioning this year. I went to see his first audition, and I think he's at boot camp now, so pretty excited for him. He's very good. The new judging panel itself, I think, going to be really, really fantastic.
I think with a show like The X Factor, it needs kind of changes to happen to kind of keep it fresh, and I think that was perfect, really.
Yeah, especially the judges have got in, I think, the ideal judges to keep it, you know, relevant and new, because you've got Talisa from N-Dubs in there, and then you've got Kelly Rowland, and I think they're quite well-respected artists, so it's interesting. It'll make it spice it up a bit, I think.
If this had been the year that you guys had gone up, who would you have had your fingers crossed to get as a mentor?
I'd say Talisa.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Are you all going to say Talisa?
Right. Cast your mind back to that final show, which was that the 3-hour marathon? The final show was that.
That was a big show. Yeah, great fun.
Dermot's about to reveal who the runners up and winners are. What was going through your minds?
You just focus on everything Dermot's saying. To be honest, like nothing else goes through your mind. You just anticipating and waiting for the answer.
You have a sick feeling in your stomach, your heart's racing, you can hear blood pumping in your head, you just stood there and just like... Ugh.
You're literally just like edging towards him, trying to hear what he's saying.
Come on, Dermot, tell us the answer.
I remember he said.
You didn't win it, but you guys knew that that wasn't the end of One Direction.
Well, as far as we were concerned, we were always going to stay a band, but as far as a record, you know, record contract goes, Simon told us at the very start that there's no guarantees. So just because we had a fantastic fan base on The X Factor who supported us throughout, you know, there was no certainty that we were going to have a record deal.
See, I picture it in my mind's eye, right, in my imagination, that you guys got whisked away into the back of some big black vans or whatever and off on an amazing journey for the next year. What happened?
We've been recording our album. Obviously, includes recording our single. We shot the music video,
which was
a lot of fun. Which premieres today.
Tonight. 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. on Vivo.
Tell us the story about the video, by the way. I heard a rumour that there was the cops got involved.
Yeah, they did.
Who got told off?
Louis, well, he was Louis driving did, yeah. too fast.
I got pulled.
Did you get a ticket?
No. The guy was very, well,
understanding.
I wouldn't say very nice or understanding, but he was okay. They just don't take any, what word can I use?
Nonsense.
You don't take any nonsense is a perfect word, yeah.
Bonker, over there. Yeah.
I was trying to have a bit of a laugh with him, but he wasn't really playing.
did he have his hand near his hip, you know?
Was they he... do, they yeah. do that, don't they?
They're it's like, very intimidating, isn't it?
Yeah, they hold their gun.
And they look at you as if to say, I got a gun, I'm not afraid to use it.
It's like you're totally guilty until you prove your innocence.
Exactly, yeah.
What's that?
I was like...
That's why it's a complete different world out there, isn't it? It's wicked, but it's a bit strange as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you do the whole album out there as well?
No, we did some of it in Sweden, and the single, the main single, was also recorded in Sweden with a guy called Rami, who was on the track Hit Me Baby One More Time, so... Really yeah, exciting people to work with.
He wasn't on the track, he produced
it. Well, he was, like, on the track, but not on it.
He did the backing vocals.
Especially the high bit.
The McFly writers are big fans of you guys. How does that feel? And do you share the love?
We love McFly.
Yeah. They're great lads.
Tom just wrote a song for us as well, so like we're covering that, and that might be on the album. So we were really, really excited that they said some really nice things about us, because we read the article that they said about us in the paper, and it was really nice.
Those guys are ultimate role models for us, to be honest. They've been a band for, 8 years now?
Yeah.
And actually, I saw them at my very first gig. I went to see Busted Live, and they supported Busted.
Have you guys, whilst you've been away for the last year, have you been cut off from the outside world? Are you pretty clued up on what's going on just now?
You kind of don't get the news unless you read the newspaper.
I was going to say, do you actually read the newspapers? Because I know there's, like, you know... You can't believe everything you read. But I remember reading rumours, Niall, about you and Gillian McKeith's daughter, and she'd I tell you what, she'd be a nightmare mother-in-law. If you take a trip to the little boys' room, she'd be right behind you. Like, so how do you deal with like sort of stories that are made up that hit the papers?
Yeah, well, basically, what the story was there was me and Harry got in a picture with her and her sister, and then I don't know, whoever sold the story cropped me and her put it in the paper that we're together. So I just said, no, it's not true.
Not true.
But you just, what you do is you just don't read it. That's what basically I do. I found out by someone telling me, but I never read it. I just got a text about it.
I need to know something else that I need to let's clarify. Harry, is it true you've got a bit of a thing for Caroline Flack? Because she's already dated a Harry.
Finally, someone's picked up on this.
Yeah, she's dated a Harry as well, the royal variety. But
I'm not quite a prince, unfortunately. But I think she's...
You're our prince, Harry.
Thanks, Zane. I think she's really hot, and I think she's going to be great this year on the show.
Is she not a little bit too old for you, Harry?
No, Cougar's always welcome.
Great, because she's the same age as me.
Steady. Guys, I think we should play the new single. We'll chat more in a second. And who's going to introduce it, then?
Harry.
Go on, Harry.
This is What Makes You Beautiful by us, One Direction. You're insecure. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door.
One Direction. There you go. There's the single. What Makes You Beautiful? Hey. Now, right. Let's play a little bit of it again. Right. Let's go back to the start of the song.
Here comes the comparison.
Right. What's it being compared to?
Grease Summer Nights.
Yeah. Anything else in there?
It's exactly the same.
That's the first time we've heard them together properly.
How long did it take you to set up that?
All of 2 seconds.
It reminds me of another song completely, actually. It reminds me of Stacey's Mum.
Does it?
Oh, good shout.
Have you ever got an example of
I like that?
I don't know, just that feel. It's the whole feel of
the song. Like, that sounds like the start of Forever Young as well.
Forever Young. So what do you think? What do you think of the single then? Because this is the first time you guys have sat down and produced music together. Did you have loads of disagreements, or did you all sort of pull together on this quite well?
When we listened back to what we recorded so far, you know, What Makes You Beautiful really, really stuck out, and we were all actually in agreement.
No fights at all?
No, because we all have like similar idea to what the band was going to be about and what the music was going to be about. So we're really lucky to be, you know, like in agreement with each other, I think. And we've been lucky throughout the whole experience that we never really disagree on much.
We kind of quite like discussed it when we came out the show, because we'd come off a show that was doing a lot of covers. And we kind of had to define our sound. So we just kind of sat round and just kind of scribbled out ideas, and we were all on the same page. So it's all good.
I've got to say, What Makes You Beautiful, name of the debut single, of course. I suppose I've got to ask for all those girls out there listening, and this is where you must differ, actually. What, in your opinion, makes someone beautiful?
Banter.
Vibe.
Banter, yes.
Intelligence.
Cuteness. Mm-hmm.
Cheekiness.
Someone who's a bit shy.
We're all conflicting because we all have different opinions.
Cougarness.
Just double checking there.
Love that.
Do you go out in the pool together?
Do we go out on the pool together?
Yeah, do you go out in the pool?
Oh, I thought you said the pool. I thought you said you go in the pool together.
You have to clarify that.
We would never go out with our only mission to attract young women. We don't objectify women like that.
Speaking of pools, I think I bet you're gutted to hear that. You know the house the contestants are going to stay in this year on the X Factor. It sounds like it's going to be like pool parties ahoy. How rock and roll was it when you guys all lived together last year?
It was pretty rock and roll. We had like a little algae pond, so we just used that. So that was fine.
Paddling.
And it lit it up.
We just put the sprinkler on.
No, yeah, we bought one of those daisy things, you know, that like sprays water.
And it was rather cool.
The house was a lot of fun, but we just got like a little box room for all five of us. So
if I'm living in a box, than us,
so they kind of bags in the room.
I'm living in a cardboard box.
In a cardboard box.
Have things improved since then? Have you guys living a bit more of a luxurious lifestyle now?
Yeah, we're now living in a metal box.
good.
Well, I've got to say, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
I know, it's all right. It's a good chat. And good luck with the single.
Thank you.
One Direction!
Woo! Thank you.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.